Suraj, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
New Year's wishes, by the way.
Yeah, likewise. So how do you feel after the break and after the symposium? Have your ideas evolved?
Yes. It's been good. The break has been good and a much needed break. After the symposium, I did quite a bit of research on how people move in public spaces, which is essentially my project, and quite good inputs. And I've started looking at different possibilities right now in terms of wayfinding design and dynamics on how people move in spaces, as opposed to just observing how people sit in a space or use a space, which is quite interesting. I've also looked at how, like in my symposium, I looked at how my presentation went around observation and research, and it was a very open-ended research on how people use public spaces and what are these spaces tied down to. Is it the architecture? Is it the people? Is it the space in itself? And then I've come to quite a few conclusions where I could choose a direction and how I could probably move. So for now, I'm looking at wayfinding systems and classification in terms of, for example, in my research, I looked at rules and regulations and how privately owned public spaces actually work, which are also called as POPs. So yeah, interesting possibilities. Let's see.
So are you, like, as you look into people who move in the space, will you still be focusing on privately owned spaces or just...
Okay, so privately owned public spaces are something quite new, and they're also called as pseudo spaces in today's classification. These are essentially public spaces, but which are privately owned. So they do not have the same, they do not serve the same purpose as a public space where you have your freedom to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You have surveillance, you have people monitoring the space. For example, the King's Cross, the Grand Rue Square outside Central St. Martin's is a privately owned public space.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you can't take a photograph there? It's a rule that you can't take photographs there.
Oh, really? Okay. Who monitors that?
So it's monitored by the King's Cross Committee, and it's a private construction body, and and 60% of the stake is held by an Australian agency. So these are big investors, real estate investors who have spaces all across London. For example, the ones who have the spaces in King's Cross also has some space in Canary Wharf. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting. Could you go into, you mentioned that a new direction for you might be wayfinding systems and classification. Can you elaborate on that?
So wayfinding systems are basically communication graphic design systems used for people to move in spaces. Now these, for example, you find wayfinding design in the London Underground, but that is for people to move from point A to point B. Now we're looking at a more complex space which has defensive architecture, which has different kinds of people. So public spaces are nowadays designed in such a way that you subconsciously do not want certain kind of people
mm-hmm.
entering that space. For example, all these POPs have defensive architecture which negates the use by homeless people.
Mm.
So these are something which could be addressed with graphic design, I feel. And also the fact that a lot of awareness or communication is not put in this sort of area where we do not yet know which spaces are public and which spaces are private and which are, you know, in the gray area.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm going to look at for my
okay.
progress.
So you'll be looking to, like, tacit information or...
Yeah, it could be probably classification of information, sort of a nomenclature of sorts, because you do not have mapping systems which map out different privately owned public spaces or the rules governing them.
Yeah.
So that could be probably interactive.
Okay, yeah. So you'd kind of like define some features that might be in place to dissuade homeless people from sleeping there, or that sort of classification?
Yeah, I mean, the homeless people was just an example. I wouldn't probably focus just on, say, how homeless people can be benefited by it. It's more of a classification. For example, if I go to point A, a normal person who comes to King's Cross does not know King's Cross is privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
So without just putting up a poster there, how do we make people aware? Could it be communication systems? Could it be wayfinding design, etc.?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what did you put in your drawer?
So my drawer consists of a sketchbook which has around 75 to 80 observational sketches of people using public spaces in London, and has a brochure which has research material and a user survey, which all of you who are listening to my feed right now should probably give me a feedback on. It's just a map where you mark out what you feel about a particular space in London. To be precise, Granary Square.
Okay, so you've heard Suraj. Please leave him some feedback. And so, can I just to reiterate, so you've spoken about two things. There's a new interest in how people move in the space as opposed to just kind of stay, you know, if they were just stationary in the space. And then there's also an interest in defining systems that that make the space private, and what it is that, and how the space is designed for it to attract certain groups
certain
of people.
Certain kinds of people, yeah.
So these two Precisely. Different interests, the movement, and then there's also the wayfinding.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do they kind of relate?
I haven't yet thought about how it probably could relate, but that's something I am going to start researching on. But then wayfinding systems looks a very promising subject.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, great. Thanks for your
thank you
for your time, Suresh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.